بسم الأب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد أمين. The third lecture with the title Be Ready to Be an Ambassador. Be Ready to Be an Ambassador. لك مستعد تبقى سفير. You know this word was written in the epistle of St. Paul into Corinthians that we should work all of us as سفراء, نسعى كسفراء. So this is maybe the best example of our missionary work, is to imagine what kind of career you will have or service you will have if you understand the life of an ambassador. It's written in Colossians 10:5. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God, for He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Again, I read it again. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. ركزوا على الكلام لأن الحقيقة كل معنى في شغل. We implore you on Christ's behalf. We are speaking on His behalf. Be reconciled to God, for He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Who is the ambassador and what is his mission? This is simply the story هنبتدي بيها. The ambassador simply is a man who works, but you know, who works in usually different countries than his country. يعني سفير أمريكا في مصر, أمريكاني بس عايش في مصر, مش كده؟ فsimply the ambassador is always living away from his country, but he presents his country. So this is the main idea of an ambassador. فالتعبير ده مهم. ليه؟ Your country is heaven. Your country is the kingdom of heaven. But you living in Egypt, in Ghana, in Zimbabwe, in Namibia, in Philippines, wherever, to present the life of your country and to present the king who sent you to present himself. And when you speak on his behalf. أنت بتتكلم بالنيابة عنه دايما, ده موقفك. That's why your life is very precious and your career is يعني very important one. So the ambassador should be from the same country of the one who sent him. يعني ما ينفعش سفير أمريكا في مصر يكون أسباني, ما ينفعش, مش كده؟ لازم يبقى أمريكاني. دي حاجة بقى ملهاش مفهاش فصال, دي حاجة أساسية جدا. Also you know, he represents his king or boss all the time. In whatever he's doing or whatever he's saying, he always represents his kingdom and his king. So every single word he utters, it's related to his kingdom and his king. Speaks his own country's language, but also he speaks the language of the country he serves in. So the ambassador, the American ambassador in Egypt, should speak very good English, but he tries to speak some Arabic or at least understand the culture of Egypt and the circumstances, the politics. The ambassadors living in Egypt spend much time following up the politics in Egypt because this affects their position. They have to report to their king and also receive the message from their king or kingdom to you know, lead the country. Also, you know, this guy should study political science and understand the strategy of his country and also understand the situation of the country he is serving in. I'm trying just to focus on this kind of life or career in order to put it on our service. If you understand it carefully, you can easily imagine what kind of life you should live as an evangelist. Also, you know, this man, who is an ambassador, he has a diplomatic protection. I think most of you know that any hurt comes to the ambassador as if the king himself was touched. And any hurt comes to the building of the embassy, it's as if you, you know, start fighting with the country. Because the area where the building of the embassy in, it's considered part of the country. Understand the politics? فهمين الحتة دي؟ يعني مثلا سفارة أمريكا في مصر تعتبر أرض أمريكانية. أرض أمريكانية. فهمين إزاي؟ فأي اعتداء عليها بداية حرب مع أمريكا. To this point. كل ده نظام السفارات كده. Okay. Let's shift. Before shifting, let's study the mission of an ambassador. Now we understand what kind of life he's living. But what's his mission? First of all, any country sends its ambassadors everywhere to execute the mission requested by his kingdom or his king. That's to say that he is not doing what he sees. No. He's not doing what he wish. No. He should do the will of his king. He had no free hand to do whatever he sees. Not at all. All is he doing the plan planned by his king or his kingdom. So, to keep his position, he should, you know, implement the planning made by his kingdom. Also, another important role of any ambassador is to communicate between the two countries. You know, most of the time ambassadors having one call from the government of the country he lives in and another call from the country he came from. It's his life. Receiving calls from his king and making calls with whatever government he's dealing with. Also, you know, the ambassador should participate in everything in the life of the country he lives in. Participate in the celebrations, in the problems, in also some decisions of the local country he lives in. Another important mission or some of his duties is to submit a periodical report of the country's situation and circumstances. You know, some of the ambassadors may know many things happening in our country before any of us know, because this is his duty to follow up whatever happening in the country and to tell or report to his country that's happening in Cairo or Egypt or whatever. Also, he is, busy with making peace and goodness by relations. Yani any successful ambassador should keep the best relationship between his country and the country he came from. You got all this? Okay. كل ده هندخله في الخدمة بقى. لو انتوا فهمتوها صح هيبقى سهل نعرف الأول من الآخر كده. يعني ايه واحد يبشر that simply بعد كده الابليكيشنز هتبقى سهل. Okay. So let's revise what I said. Being an evangelist, you should be a heavenly man. You should be related all the time to the kingdom of heaven. You should be very much different from anyone living around, because you are not from here, you are coming from there. But also you can deal with all things happening around you. You are living in this earth, you understand what's going on around you, you can speak the language people speak, you wear the clothes they wear, so you are living a very normal life, although you are not from this country, you are a stranger. So this is the conflict of any ambassador or any missionary, that he should be very much related to the kingdom of heaven, through praying, through the church, through the Bible reading, through meditation all the time, through the quiet time. And also he is there, he lives life as others live it. Also, being a servant, a missionary, you should report regularly to your king, Rabbana, whatever happening around you. So this is your role. And also trying to make his will implemented on the country you live in. And his will is quite clear, that salvation of everyone. So you are trying hardly by all ways to give the salvation to everyone around you. How about the problems of an ambassador? What kind of problems he may face? First problem usually is being rejected. The country's rejection to the policy of the kingdom of the ambassador. اللي بيفهم منكم شوية سياسة يعني ما بفهمش كتير. لكن تلاقوا لما بيحصل أزمة أول واحد بيتحط في الكورنر السفير. ليه؟ بيتخانقوا معاه. أمريكا عملت. أنا مالي بس. لا أنت مالكش أنت الممثل بتاعهم هنا. فاهمين الفكرة؟ So this is kind of a conflict or a problem. Because you know, you are the representative of your kingdom, of your king. Another problem facing the ambassador usually, that he has always kind of alienation and isolation. He feels sometimes, I'm different. Why don't I live in my country? I love to speak my language. Why should I speak this Arabic? Why should I care for the politics of some other country? Sometimes he feels isolated or, you know, a stranger. وده اللي بيحصل معاك لو حد قاعد في أي بلد فترة طويلة. طبعا it's not easy. It's stressful. Because you don't find your family, your brothers and sisters, your friends, the culture you grew up in. So it's not easy. For a short mission, by the way, you will not feel it. But when it comes to 3-4 months, you start to feel this cultural shock and this kind of being stranger in a country, and you feel, I'm not home. But in a spiritual point of view, actually we are all not in home. Our home is not here, is not even Cairo or Egypt, it's in heaven. We came from heaven through the baptism, and we are going back to heaven بعد عمر طويل أو قصير. المهم يعني إنه this is our fate. So if you are very much minded by this, you can do your duty in a good way. Another problem the ambassador may face, that he has like a weak team. By the way, 1 month ago I was in Ethiopia and I was invited in the يعني في بيت السفير. الambassador, he was very good man actually, and Ambobachomius was there, and also one of the ministers from Egypt were there. But I could see what kind of career is this. He should be very polite with everyone. He should welcome all the guests, and he should be, you know, meticulous in whatever he's doing, because it's very critical. Any word he will say, it's very much يعني evaluated. فبيبقى يعني very wise in everything. وهو لازم يكسب كل الموجودين. Ethiopian or Egyptian. فاهمين ازاي؟ Because he is an Egyptian ambassador but living in Ethiopia. So he has to have good relations with both ministers here and there. So the weak team will affect your work. So being an ambassador, a successful ambassador, that's what I noticed in this visit, that I noticed that his team is very much organized. That's why he is a good one. But even being a good ambassador, without a good team, you cannot, you know, make the plans up to the standards you wish. Weakness of the team, which is working with him to achieve the goals. So this is kind of a problem may face any ambassador. Okay, let's put it this way, in a concise way. Remember and never forget. Your king, your boss is responsible for you. He is always at your back. While preaching the word of God, wherever you go, you are supervised, you are covered, you are very much guided and guarded all the time, because you are not working for yourself, you are working for your king. So this feeling should be always fixed in your heart. You are not working alone. Even if you stay in a village for many years, still you are the one who represent the king, so the king is always there following up with you. So try to remind yourself always by this. This is not my mission, this is his mission. I'm speaking on his behalf. I'm working with him. He is the one who is responsible for whatever happening. As far as I'm trying to do his will, he should guard me. He should keep me safe. This is his responsibility. This is the politics, you know, and also the politics of heaven. We can say it this way. The rules of heaven is there. يقول لك يسقط عن يسارك ألوف وعن يمينك ربوات وأنت لا يقترب إليك الشر. إيش معنى يعني؟ إذا كان دول ربوات ودول ألوف يعني لا، أنت مختلف، لأنك you represent your king now. So this is a very good feeling. We should try to enjoy while serving. Another important point we should always remind ourselves with, that all are looking at you to see your boss. Egyptian, most of the Egyptian did not visit America. But you know, any Egyptian guy will look at the ambassador to imagine what this country looks like. What way they speak, they laugh, they wear, they sit, they go, they walk. هما مش فاهمين أمريكا، فهما بيش لتخيلوهم الرجل الأمريكاني ده. فاهمين؟ So, because we are representing our king, whatever we do or whatever we say is, you know, kind of an image of what's going on in our kingdom. Because our kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of love, they should see love all time in our life. Because our kingdom of heaven is full of peace, they should see peace in our hearts all the time. Because our kingdom of heaven is the place of joy, the paradise of joy, so they should see us happy all the time. So being sad actually doesn't trip it. يعني you should be fired لأنك كده انت باظت الدنيا. مجرد انك كئيب، يعني اقصد كئيب مش الكآبة يعني، لكن يعني you should be happy because this is the kingdom, your kingdom. Everyone there is happy. Everyone there is praying. Everyone there is loving everyone. So you represent your kingdom. Also remember and never forget that you are not free in your decisions. Actually, in all decisions, you should refer back to your king. You should call. So this kind of, you know, بيسموها ايه، الخط مفتوح، يعني ايه، ما فيش حاجة اسمها سيجنال واقعة، يعني ما ينفعش بقى مع السفير، تبقى مصيبة لو الخط مقطوع، ما تنفعش الكلام ده. ف in any time you cannot pray, this is the most serious problem in your mission as a servant. Is the stoppage of prayer is the most serious point. Any kind of problems other than this, no problem. فاهمين الفكرة؟ الحتة دي مهمة يا جماعة. Whatever happening around you is not a problem as far as you can keep the contact with your king. Because you are just telling him this is will happen and he will tell you back what to do. Simple. But if you have no contact with the king, this is serious. Because because you do not know what to do. And if you going to do something wrong, this will be a big mistake or a big problem. Another important point we should remember and never forget, that you do not forget at any moment that you are an ambassador. You are not allowed at a time to live, let's say, casual life, because you are an ambassador even outside your office. You are not only an ambassador inside work. No, you work all time. Being an ambassador, you have no vacations actually. Even if you are traveling everywhere, still you are the ambassador. You understand? This is very essential. Being a servant in this missionary work means that you do not serve at a time. No, you are serving all time. Even when you play, when you have rest, when you go with your family, still you represent your kingdom. So, because in, you know, in Sunday school teaching or other servant services, sometimes servant may serve at a time and back to normal or back to their life away from the service in other time, because they will not meet their kids all the time. But living in a different country means that you are all time, day and night, working as a servant. You are not allowed to get out of this form anytime until you go back to your country. And going back to your country, I don't think you will come again, you know. So, فمش هينفع تروح وتيجي يعني. غالبا هترجع بالسلامة خلاص. Again, it's important to remind yourself that you should keep yourself different, although sometimes rejected, but you should stay there because you have a mission. I remember like 8 years ago, Ines was here, Kanabun Antonius Ma'ana Hena, and we had a conference, I loved this one, with the title El Masihi Fil Alam. Yes, I remember this very, very clearly, because Abun Antonius gave us many good lectures about being in the world as Christian. I should be different, first point. The second point, the world will not love me because the world rejected my king. So if I'm following my king, I will not be accepted most of the time. This is the second point. The third point, I should stay although rejected. I should be there. Does not mean that people are rejecting me, let's go away. No. Because Christ came to our land although he was rejected. The fourth and last point, I will stay although rejected because I have a mission. And we were following the verses written in John chapter 17. لما كان يسوع يقول إيه هقولها بالعربي ليس من هذا العالم كما أني أنا لست من هذا العالم. This is the difference. I'm not from this world, so they should not be from this world. All of us different. The second point, لهذا يبغضهم العالم, يبقى الدنيا هتكرههم. The third point, لست أسأل أن تأخذهم من العالم, يبقى هو مش عاوزنا نطلع من الدنيا. The fourth one, كما أرسلتني أرسلتهم. As you send me Father to the world, I'm sending them to the world. So you have a mission. So these four, you know, حتى عدنا نقول ساعتها الناس تفتكر مختلف مرفوض لكن موجود لأني صاحب رسالة. عدنا نقول كده مختلف مرفوض لكن موجود لأني صاحب رسالة. تعرفوا تقولوها؟ قولوها عربي وخلاص بقى. مختلف مرفوض لكن موجود لأني صاحب رسالة. كمان مرة. مختلف مرفوض لكن موجود لأني صاحب رسالة. This is simply remind you with your character living on earth, that you will be rejected at a time, but you should keep the difference, you know. If you are not different from the people living around you, you can never be a missionary. If you lie like them lying, if you cheat like them cheating, if you live a sinful life, like their life, how can you affect their life? You should live differently. In this way you can affect them and you can make your mission clear. So again, being rejected as seen in the words, and mawgud يعني you have to be there, and also you know you have a mission. كما أرسلتني أرسلت مختلف مرفوض لكن موجود لأنه صاحب رسالة. Kind of being different, you know, being different in the target. All people living around us is living for one of three. خلي الحتة دي واضحة أوي. Living to make money, live life for just lusts, bodily lust, physical life, يأكلوا ويشربوا ويغلطوا, or for the pride, for the ego. The three main problems in the world. شهوة العين, شهوة الجسد, تعظم المعيشة. All people are living for this. You are the only different one. You are living to make the will of God true. You are living for the salvation of others. You are living to build up the kingdom of heaven. You are living to preach the word of God. So you have different goal. If you stick to one of these goals, you are losing your career. You are losing yourself as an ambassador. If you live on earth to make money, you lost yourself. You lost your mission. You are not any more different. You got me? If you live for physical life, you are not different. This is the usual life. If you live your life to show up, to show off yourself, that you are great, okay, you lost your mission. But the only way to keep your difference, to keep yourself different, is to live for different goal, which is the goal our Lord came for: peace, love, and eternal life. Also, you are different in the principles, in the rules. Let's put an example, like people like to take. They enjoy taking whatever. But the rules of the kingdom, of our kingdom, is to give. Enjoy giving. You cannot enjoy taking. When I take, I'm not happy. When I'm giving, I'm happy. This is the rule of my kingdom. So I'm different. Much different from anyone. When I lose, I'm happy. When I gain, I'm not happy. This is really strange. Okay, but this is the kingdom of heaven. You are different in behavior. You behave differently in whatever happening around you. There are many problems. Everyone around is anxious and in fear, but you are in peace. You act differently. You behave differently because you are not from here. You know, let's put this clear. Being different only is an evangelism in itself. مجرد الاختلاف كرازة. افتكروا القاعدة دي يا جماعة. مجرد الاختلاف كرازة. Sometimes, as in our country, we have no right to preach the word of God easily. We are not allowed to speak about our Lord Jesus Christ in university schools, in the streets, in the wherever. But being different with the rules of Christianity, with the ethics of Christ, actually this only is a great evangelistic tool. And many of those who are not Christian came to Christianity, converted into Christianity, just because they could see the difference. You got me? This is an important point. So being an ambassador, again, you should be different. ولو فقدت الاختلاف فقدت الرسالة. لو فقدت اختلافك فقدت رسالتك. I'm going to finish in few minutes. Again, different, rejected, but always there because you have a mission. You know, you will be rejected because of many good things. You will not be rejected because you cheat. No, you will be rejected because you are honest. Because being honest in this world is strange. يعني مجرد أنك كويس دي مشكلة دلوقتي. لأن الطبيعي ما تبقاش كويس. طبيعي أقصد الدنيا يعني، لكن بالنسبة للسماء ما ينفعش. So you will be rejected because your righteousness, being right. You know the word righteousness, I always refer or remind myself simply with the word being right. أنت صح. البر جاية من الكلمة دي righteousness اللي بتترجم البر، هي simply you are always right. But being right, you know, it's a problem nowadays. Our Lord was always right. That's why they crucified him, because he is always right. So remind yourself, it's not easy to stay as righteous all the time. So you'll be rejected for being, you know, wise or honest or clean or pure or whatever. Also, this kind of rejection may take many, many way. I mean, one way is for the people to stay away from you. This is hurting, you know. This is not easy for a good girl to have no friends because she is polite. She is good. And all girls around are not. So they will not make any kind of friendship with her. She is dull, dumb, she is whatever in their eyes. So she will suffer. Okay, this is, you know, the penalty of being an ambassador of the Lord. This is the way she preach. She can preach the word of God. Sometimes it comes to insults, to harm, to whatever kind of hurt. You have to expect this. Living here on there, being an ambassador means me being different. You will be rejected in many ways. And also, this is the rule of our kingdom. You are not يعني مش مستغرب. فئة جميلة قوي تقول ايه، عارش الآيات انا مش حافظها بالانجلش. لا تتعجبوا ان كان العالم يبغضكم، اعلموا انه ابغضني قبلكم. لا تتعجبوا ان كان العالم يبغضكم، اعلموا انه ابغضني قبلكم. It's not strange for the world to hate you because the world hated its creator. The third point again, being there, تواجد, the existence of Christian, like the existence of Christ. Christ came to our land, so we Christians should be there. ما ينفعش نسيب الدنيا، ما ينفعش ناخد جنب، ما ينفعش نبيع القضية. No. وإلا ما يبقى لناش رسالة. احنا لازم نبقى موجودين بالرغم من اللي بيحصل لنا. So when I said that being different is by itself an evangelistic tool, also being there full stop is an evangelistic tool. يعني مجرد التواجد، حتى لو منعوك من الكلام، حتى لو بتعملش حاجة، you will, you know, by the light of the Lord inside your heart, you will enlighten the field around. لا يوقدون سراجا ويضعون تحت المكيال يضعون على المنار. Because you have the light of God inside you, even with no word, with no act, this light will shine upon the people living around you. So being different is very essential as an ambassador. Being there, existed, is very essential for evangelism. It's not easy. Let's remind ourselves, yes, it's not easy. Anywhere, here or there, on earth, it's not easy for a Christian to live the best life, the righteous life. But this is the way to the kingdom of heaven. The last point, that an ambassador or a good Christian, he always lives his mission. He had a mission. You are here not to raise up kids, not to get your doctorate, not to change your car every few years, not to gain money, not to wait for death one day, not to care for your body much. You are here just to preach the word of God. You are here to enlighten the world around like the light of the world. So blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. So you are living to make peace everywhere. Look to this also. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labors. Sometimes you will feel like it's an easy job. In one sitting you speak to somebody and he is easily accepting whatever you say. Wait a minute, it's not your labor. Actually, you are coming as a last step. Many years before, he met many and he faced many circumstances, and all this helped to this minute to accept your word. فاهمين المعنى؟ ساعات تقعد قاعدة مع واحد تلاقيه ايه ده استوى بسرعة قوي. لا ده ربنا شغال معاه بقاله 20 سنة. فاهمين ازاي؟ في نكتة اقول لكم نكتة عشان اعصابكم تهدى. كان في مرة واحد صعيدي راح مطعم وبعدين لقى واحد فرنساوي بياكل زيتون. والتاني الفرنساوي دخل الشوكة في الزيتونة تدخل فياكلها. فقال له عصد الراجل ده. فجابوا له طبق فيه زيتون يدخل الشوكة الزيتونة تجري. فقعد يلعب مع الزيتونة نص ساعة لما زهق. فاستدعى الجرسون وقال له الزيتونة دي ما بتزهق يعني فيها حاجة. قام الراجل الجرسون دخل الشوكة على طول. قال له بعد ما دوختها لك. فانت بتاخد الزيتون على الاخر بعد ما ربنا تعب فيها يعني. Another meaning of having a mission, you know, Jesus said to them again, peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. Always remind yourself of this. The same way Jesus came to our land, the same way you should live your life. He came to make peace, live for this. He came to show love, live for this. He came to save people, just live your life saving others. Be the image of the Lord. So that's why, you know, Ravi Zacharias, one of the apologists I love to listen to, he always say that the best missionary ever is the Lord himself. يعني أعظم كارز هو ربنا يسوع نفسه. بالرغم ان هو المخلص مش الكارز بس. لكن he came as a messenger. He lived his life as a messenger. He carried the mission. So we are following his steps to live his life. Lastly, I would say, like St. Paul when once said, I'm a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. He was never debted to anyone. يعني هو ما كانش مديون فعلا بفلوس. But because he knew the Lord Jesus Christ and he was called to be a missionary, a servant in evangelism, he felt all time like مديون. When you go to the Africans, انت مديون ليهم لان انت خدت المسيح عشانهم. When you go to the Chinese, انت مديون ليهم. انت you are not giving them, you are just repaying the debt. انت بتدفع الدين اللي عليك لان ربنا اداك حياتك دي عشانهم واداك النعمة اللي انت فيها عشانهم. Think this way. By thinking this way while paying your life in your mission, you will feel happy like one who is covering his debts. Glory to God. Amen.